Welcome to everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Pel Yoitz, Ois Aleph. We are going to finish off the topic of Avos Abonim V'Abonois, and then begin Avos Ish V'Isha, the proper love a husband and wife are supposed to have for each other. First, we finish off with the Chinuch for our children, the education that we should have for our children, and the Pel Yoitz tells us that it's very important to educate our children to be moral, especially in a generation like we have today, that we should educate our children. Boys play with boys, girls play with girls, and that is the chinuch, that we should educate our children. This love, he concludes this piece, also has to come out and overflow from the love for Hashem. What does he mean by that? What he means by that is as follows. We are here, as we had mentioned in the Sfas Emes, that we said that when a person walks down by his chuppah, the Sfas Emes says that kavanah a person should have, and even if we didn't have it then, we can still apply the principle now, is that we will not be here forever. And therefore we want to merit to educate the next generation how to serve Hashem properly. That's what we want to do. We want to educate the next generation how to serve Hashem properly. And therefore, when you have children, when you have grandchildren, and everything and anything we have to use that as a vehicle to appreciate these gifts from Hashem. And realize, you have a child, you have a grandchild, educate them. Educate them what way? How to serve Hashem. That's what he tells us over here. L'chein, Zeye kol magamosoi ba'avos bonav l'kayim mitzvos bayroi lasos nachas ruach liyotzrei. This should be our emphasis. This should be our work, our avoda, to educate our children to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lasos nachas ruach liyotzrei, and to bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to share with you before we start with Avos Ish V'Isha. I want to share with you something that I heard from Avram Shor, Shlita. I heard it myself. It wasn't in the sefer that I saw from him, but I actually heard him say this. He says like this. It's going to sound a little like obvious, right? Some obvious things are also good to be said, as the Ramchal tells us. He says a father should spend time with his daughters doing something which has absolutely nothing to do with education. You want to help them with the Chumash? That's beautiful. You want to help them with the Navi? That's beautiful. With the Halacha test? That's also beautiful. But that's not what he's talking about. Spend some time with them that has nothing to do, just spending time. That's it. That's what he said. The fathers with the daughters. That's what he said. It could be emphasized that more because it's much easier for a father to play ball with his boys. Right?
Shopping with your food.
You know? Well, I don't know about shopping. I don't know if that... but whatever it might be, whatever, you figure it out. Okay? You can figure it out. But he says, you do things like this, you can build the relationship and the children will stay with you. The children will stay with you. Oh, fine. We now move on to the next topic of Avos Ish V'Isha. Just as an introduction, and we'll begin this, we'll continue this more at length next time. A story, I'd like to share with you one story, a famous story. Story with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was of the Gedolei HaPoskim. He was nifter around 27 years ago. I was by his Levaya. all types of Yidden, all types of Jews were there. Whether it was Hasidim, whether it was Litvish, whether Yeshivish, whether it was, doesn't matter what color yarmulke they had. Doesn't make a difference. They all came to show their last respects to this great tzaddik. And if you want to know why, because the story I'm about to tell you is how he treated everyone. He was about to enter his house with his talmidim, and they saw him fixing his beard a little, fixing his hat, make it look right. And the talmidim said, "Oh, who's in the rav's house? Which chashev a guest? He was a mechud to Rav Yashiv. Maybe Rav Yashiv's in his house." He says to his talmidim, he says, "The Shechina, Hashem's presence is in the house." What was he referring to? His wife. Because if there's Shalom Bayis in the house, the Shechina's in the house. That is a very powerful story to me personally. I think we should all take that story to heart. If there's Shalom Bayis in the house, the Shechina's in the house. And he viewed the Shechina, the presence of Hashem in the house, as a reality, as mamish, it's there. Hashem is here. And it's Hashem. Continue next time. Avas Ish V'Isha.